Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Clean Science and Technology Limited. We have with us on the call Mr. Siddharth Sikchi, Executive Director and Promoter, Mr. Sanjay Parnerkar, CFO, and Mr. Pratik Bora, Vice President. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Sikchi for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. I wish you all a joyful Diwali and a prosperous New Year. I'm happy to connect with all of you to discuss the performance of our company for quarter two of FY25. The business environment continues to be encouraging. Our quarterly business performance has been a reflection of an encouraging business environment. Coming to the financial highlights, starting with a quarter-on-quarter comparison, on a sequential basis, the revenue was steady. Domestic and international sales mix was 30% and 70%, respectively. EBITDA remained steady at 95 crores, while EBITDA margins continued to be strong at 42%. A comparison on YOY basis, sales improved by 26%, and this improvement in sales is primarily volume-led. Improved sales led to strong EBITDA growth of 25% during the quarter. Consequently, the company reported 30% growth in PAT for the current quarter. As the subsidiary operations scale up, the consolidated profitability is expected to improve. We are on track to launch the pharma intermediate during quarter three and look forward to volume scale-up in the HALS series. A little bit about the sales profile. The revenue contribution from performance, pharma, and agro and FMCG chemicals were 69%, 18%, and 14%, respectively. Performance segment witnessed strong growth amongst all segments led by increased volumes. Pharma and FMCG segment witnessed similar growth, which was volume-led. For the quarter, HALS monthly sales volume scaled to 135 tons a month basis. A little on CapEx update, we have incurred a CapEx of 155 crores during H1 FY25, which was primarily towards investment in the subsidiary. We are pleased to announce commencement of construction activity for another performance chemical segment, which is expected to commercialize by H2 FY26. On ESG, we are pleased to announce that the company has secured Responsible Care certification for 3 years. The recognition underscores our commitment to safety, health, and environmental management. On the outlook, we are optimistic of the growth going forward, led by the launch of pharma intermediate, scale-up of our new products under the HALS series, and commercialization of performance segment products. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Siddharth, and happy Diwali. Thanks for taking my questions.
I got a few of them. First, you said that entire growth, what we have seen both in performance and pharma intermediate segment has largely come through volumes, which is very impressive, 30% plus, right?
Yes.
What is current utilization are we running our plant right now in both this segment, and do you anticipate more capacity addition in the coming quarters?
Currently, we are running at 70% capacity utilization in totality, and right now we have more bandwidth, so right now we are not looking for expanding on initiatives.
That can you break this between the legacy and HALS, because HALS is something which is a newer product?
No, I am not talking about HALS at all. I was only talking about clean science stuff. I mean, HALS is an absolutely different ballgame because the capacities are far larger and we are probably at 10-15% capacity utilization. So the ramp up has to happen.
So what we are telling is that even in the MEHQ, DHA and all those, DCC and all those other existing product, there we are running only 70%. So we have a good headroom for growth. So there is no immediate need for capacity addition there, right?
No, we have it. I mean, right now it's not needed. I mean, we have de-bottleneck at various points. So now we are good for some more time.
That's very clear. Second, on the, again, the parent business, which is the legacy business, the quarter-on-quarter, I see the mix of the business remains steady. Pricing also, you are telling, has been very stable. Any particular reason why there is a 250 bps quarter-on-quarter dip in the gross profit margin?
So now, Sangesh, what is happening is the raw material prices have increased over the past few months due to the war scenarios, I mean, the Israel-Iran thing and all that. But however, we have not been able to increase or pass the price increase right now to the customers. We are right now focusing on getting the volumes back compared to last year. That is one. Second, our product mix is also changing. I mean, the principal products are reducing and newer products like the pharma intermediates, the TBHQs. So those products are now increasing the basket. And hence, there is a little compression in the margins.
Okay. But on a like-to-like basis, say MEHQ or BHA, it won't be so much, right? I can understand.
Not so much. Not so much.
Not to an extent of 250, which is quite.
That's not there.
Got it. And do we intend to pass on the raw material pressure, or we will now focus on market share gain?
Right now, I think for the next quarter, I think I would like to focus on getting the volumes back, getting the business back on track, because now I think the volumes have come back. And I think it's better not to increase the price when we can see some competition might come up globally somehow, if there is. So right now, our focus is to remain, to have that same stickiness of the customer, but get volumes as much as we can.
Got it. And was there any particular activity in America the revenue sequentially doubled?
See, now our health segment, the water treatment chemical, those markets have opened up from the US. That is one. Plus general, because of the last year slowdown, some of our customers of performance chemical, which were not lifting material, have now resumed back. And so that those volumes have also now come back to the business.
So this is sustainable, right?
Yeah.
This is absolute revenue sustainable. I can understand growth, but absolute is sustainable, right?
Absolute will also be sustainable.
Got it. The next is on the HAL side of it. We were three products, 701, 770, 119, and we expected to launch 944 and 292. Where are we in that?
So let me go back. 701 launched, selling, no problem. 770, same case. Now there are three products, which is 622, 944, 119. 622, 944 and 119.
119. And 770?
So all three are now successfully launched.
Okay.
Now we have started receiving approval from the customers. And shortly, I mean, the sales have also begun. And now I think hopefully quarter on quarter, the sales and the volumes should start picking up, which you will start seeing.
Got it. This 622 was the water treatment one, right? You spoke about.
No. 701 was water treatment.
Okay. 701 was water treatment. That's what picked up in US.
Yes, that also picked up in US.
Got it. The next on the CAPEX, you said that the 30 crore pharma should be up and running next quarter, this quarter, right? Q3.
By 15th to 25th November is we expect to start putting raw materials in the system.
And this is what, domestic or largely exports?
Majorly domestic. China substitute.
So it is an import substitution.
Yes, China, import substitution, right.
Got it. And we have all the approvals in hand, right? So, because it's a relatively smaller capacity, so ramp-up should be faster?
There is no approval because pharma does not want approval from your lab or pilot. They need commercial product for approval. I mean, this is a very standard practice. But we expect the validation and approval we should get between 1 month to 5 months to 3 months, depending on customer to customer. But once the ramp-up happens, I mean, once the approval happens and we start supply, I think the ramp-up should be pretty much easy because the building is ready. We just have to add equipment and double the capacity.
And how much India import that material annually?
Right now, our capacity is 50% of Indian imports.
50% of Indian import.
Yes.
And we are competitive on pricing.
That is the whole reason to put up the plant.
Yeah, I'm just confirming. I can completely get that. Just reconfirming that.
Yes, no. Of course, I mean, tomorrow if China reduces the price by 50%, then we don't know. But on current basis, I mean, what we have been tracking for the last 3 years, we should be able to catch up. No issues at all.
No issues at all. And you said that one more product we are launching in second half of 26, that's 150 crores of CAPEX what we announced, right?
Yes. That should start by July source.
June, July of 25. Got it. And this will be for what application?
Variety of applications. It's quite a versatile product. So it is like a stabilizer, inhibitor, performance chemical. So it has a lot of applications.
Got it. Yeah. These are largely my questions, Hita. Thanks for answering all them very patiently and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you so much, Sangish.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyank Chheda from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Siddharth and team. Congratulations for what a fantastic performance on volumes. Coming back to gross margin, so with the health mix further going up, it was expected that gross margin mix will slightly deteriorate as well as EBITDA margin mix will slightly deteriorate. Now, when we again prioritize volumes, should we think that this would further go down as further ramp up in the mix?
Sorry, I think there was a... Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, Siddharth.
Priyank, we were not able to follow your question. If you can speak, I think there is some disturbance in the line. You'll have to speak a little slowly for us to catch up.
Okay. Am I audible right now?
Yes, you're audible.
You are. And okay. One question at a time.
Perfect. The question is, on the gross margins, with the health mix going up, it was expected that gross margins will slightly deteriorate on the lower side. Now, when we are focusing... Yeah. And now when we are focusing on volumes.
On consolidated levels.
Correct, correct. On consolidated levels. And now when we are prioritizing volumes and we're not able to pass on slight price increases on the, of the raw material, should we think and should we consider that this gross margin deterioration will further accelerate versus what we were thinking earlier?
No. It is not like that. So the margin and the price increase, I was more or less talking about the parent company products.
Yes.
That is point number one. Point number two is, with these HALS volume pickup, as they pick up, our overall process becomes more and more robust, because the plant are, when a chemical plant is designed, these are continuous processes, right? So running a plant at 10 and 15% capacity utilization is not a very optimum level of capacity utilization. So as and when our capacity utilization increases, our gross margins will start improving. Also due to the fact that our yields, efficiencies will further start increasing or improving. So these will all account by increasing the gross margin. And of course, when we go to the fixed cost, these, because this is a very large facility, the fixed costs are relatively high. So when the volumes pick up happen, the fixed cost distribution across the kilo basis will further improve dramatically and should start contributing more to the margin level.
Got it. That is clear. On the regional mix, China, we have seen YOY for the first half going up by 38%. Now, and as well as in Europe, we have seen a 34% jump. What should be the end markets that we should, end products and consumer products that we should think when it comes to China, Europe? And also, is there a seasonality in India with respect to a September quarter particularly?
No. There is no seasonality in our businesses. It is just that, the demand which was CC last year was a real washout. So these were expected demand. These were the demand already in place earlier. Of course, there is an increase of 5 to 7%, and I think that is what has come back now in the system. So these are sustainable volumes.
Got it. And any particular end consumer market in China that we should think? Any particular end consumer market that we should
think? Acrylic acid producers.
Sorry?
Acrylic acid producers.
Got it. Got it. Acrylic. Perfect. And on the CAPEX side, you did mention about another product of performance chemicals. I think that stabilizers where we are doing a CAPEX of 150 crores. You did not touch upon another product around the water treatment, which we are also again doing in the subsidiary company. Anything on that?
Yes, that will also begin probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll start the construction, and we expect that plant to commercialize by December calendar 25.
And that's also 150 crores of capex. So now we are doing a 252 products.
300.
One is performance chemicals with 150 crores, and one is water treatment product with another 150 crores.
Total capex 300 crores.
Perfect. And in the same complex of the subsidiary, we have further room to expand. Now, anything from your R&D lab, any breakthrough that we have got in terms of further expansion into new products in that line?
There are few, but let them crystallize and let us, if we decide to go on commercial scale, we will make the announcement.
Perfect. Now, last question on the standalone utilization, the standalone business, the parent business, X of Health, where we are at 70%. The key plugins that we need to do with respect to one that we know is PBQ, where we had to do some product rectifications. Where are we on that? And the second one is TBHQ.
One question at a time, Priyan, because it is not your voice, we are not clear. So PBQ, we have restarted the plant, okay?
we have restarted after our successful pilot trials, and we have submitted the samples to some of the customers. Let us get a feedback, and then we will know, I mean, has there been a process or product improvement in terms of application at the customer's end? So we will know the results probably in the next 2 weeks' time.
On TBHQ, where we were somewhere around 50-60% utilizations?
No, that has gone up to 70% now.
Okay. So PBQ and TBHQ are the key plugins to be done in terms of standalone utilizations going up?
No, TBHQ did quite well quarter two as well.
Okay. Okay.
That is why our utilization of parent products came down. So TBHQ is more or less settled. Yes, PBQ is the one which we have to work on now.
Any other product in the parent where we need to work it on to for utilizations to go up, or is it a proper demand which will drive the utilizations going up?
Right now, I think we are good. In case we see any demand coming up in any of these products, then I think the next stage will be to set up another facility for that.
Got it. All my questions were answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Siddharth. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a strong revenue growth there. Just on, you know, while you did mention volume-led growth across performance and FMCG and pharma, any Q-on-Q further decline in pricing, or we are largely stable there across performance as well as health?
Absolute stable now.
Sure. So, the comment that you earlier made in terms of, you know, focusing on market share gains, with the RM prices coming down now, is there any price cut taken by competition, or they are probably still holding on to the earlier pricing and hence, you know, more market for us to gain?
Holding down. We are holding at the same price now. And there is not real lowering of price. I mean, we are still in that range, plus minus 3-4%. So sometimes it goes up, some news, again, it goes back. So, you know, it's more or less we are in the range. I mean, there is, I mean, I would not say there has been tremendous reduction in raw material prices.
Sure. Just curious, you know, given that we have been consistently gaining, you know, volume-led market share here, any price tactic or, you know, any strategy being played by the competition, or, you know, it's tough given the market environment?
Very tough given the market environment.
Okay. Fair enough. On the health side, we have seen, you know, last quarter we were at 125 tons, or this quarter we are at 135. So gradual uptick there. This uptick is largely led by higher growth in the existing products that we had launched, 770 and 701, or the newer ones wherein we were waiting for the. Okay. So the newer ones for which we were waiting for product approvals from global customers, where is the progress there?
So you will see that the first time, I mean, of course, the material has been shipped to Europe, they have been shipped to U.S. Now the customer base is increasing as we are moving forward. Fortunately, the next line of products, which completes the entire basket, is also now fully commercialized, approved. So now I personally feel that going forward, the ramp-up should increase with existing as well as new customers. Plus, we are at a point where we have started appointing distributors globally in South America, in United States, in Europe. So that also, the reach is also increasing as we move on.
Yeah, that was the next question. So from a distribution point of view, we are there across the globe. So there are no building blocks there. That is already in place.
Yeah, that is already in place now.
So the only thing which we are waiting for is the approvals for the newer as well as existing products, which are largely five now, or have we started focusing on the blends as well?
No. So basically what is happening is, of course, we are also making one blend already, which is called 783. And if needed, we can make other blends. But so far, we have not received any other interest in any other blend. So 783 is a more prominent blend. So blend is not a very complex operation. It just needs mixing of two material at an appropriate percentage.
Okay, sure. Just last bit on the bookkeeping question. This quarter, our tax rate had increased versus 25%-26% earlier. Is it a one-off or should we read something into it?
It is only one-off, but there is no major increase in the tax rate. It is actually because of the other gains where the tax rate is a little lower. The change in fundamentally the change has happened because of the finance budget, where they have changed the rates for capital gain tax.
Okay. Fair enough. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Ankur.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Prasad from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Siddharth, thanks for the opportunity. My two questions, first on our traditional performance chemicals business like MEHQ and DHA. You said on the YOY basis, it's primarily volume-led growth. Yeah, on sequential basis also, is it a volume-led growth?
Yes. Yes, on sequential basis also it is volume-led growth.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering, because in Q2, phenol price sequentially went up by 7%-8%. Which means that we have not increased price in MEHQ and DHA and other traditional products, or we are not able to?
It was a very, I mean, the prices shot up because of this sudden news about the war between Iran and Israel. Within a week or two, the prices again subsided down. You know, it is, we are not in this one-off opportunist where we can increase the price so quickly, you know.
Okay. As of now, our price, our procurement price is more or less come back to the normal in terms of phenol.
Yes.
Okay. Earlier you also said that you are going after the volume instead of margin. This is to the MEHQ and DHA or the other traditional performance products?
So-
That is a new set of products and
I was speaking more or less about our parent products, about the parent business, where we are trying to gain those additional market share. In terms of HALS and, I mean, in terms of other performance chemical like per se HALS, I mean, we are anyways too little in the market, so we have to only keep adding and growing the market share.
Yeah. Arun, just to correct, we are not going for volumes over margin. We are conscious of not going for further margin dilution. Like, we are conscious of ensuring EBITDA margins of 40%+.
Great. Okay. Which means, is there any capacity additions in our traditional basket of products outside India? Because you said there is an increase in competition, and hence you are not able to increase, pass on the prices immediately.
Sorry, go again.
Is there any capacity addition outside India from your competition, where they are also placing huge volume in the market?
No, I mean, right now there is no competition addition. Of course, the conventional route is always available for anybody to make the products which we are making. We have to be conscious of the fact that, you know, we have to place our pricing in a manner that you know, the customer is, or the competitor is not incentivized to add or, you know, move or add more capacities and go to the customers.
Okay. Is the spread between the MEHQ and the HQ, is it still negative, right? We should still have some room to increase MEHQ to gain this arbitrage?
No, we will look at increasing probably post the December period, once we understand how the market is shaping up. Probably we might look at it or relook at it going forward, say in quarter four.
Okay. All right. All right. Siddharth, can you also give approximately what is our current market share in MEHQ and what is our capacity share in MEHQ globally?
In MEHQ, we think our market share could be 55%-60%.
On capacity basis?
On capacity basis.
Oh, okay. Capacity basis, 60%.
Yes.
Okay. And that means the actual volume share could be lower?
So he mentioned the, I mean, market share on the production basis. MEHQ could be a little lower because MEHQ is also the captive we consume for BHA.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. And anything you are hearing from your competition on adding MEHQ capacity on this alternate route? There is any sole route apart from outside India? Anywhere you are hearing about that?
No, not at the moment that we are aware of.
Okay. So which means largely this margin reduction in this quarter in the parent businesses looks like a very temporary phenomenon. Is it a fair assessment?
Right. Yes.
And any reason why in parent business, power and fuel cost is disproportionately higher in this quarter as compared to previous quarters?
No, out of this, it has gone up from 8.7% to 9.6%, primarily led by increased production activity, some impact of monsoon where we got lower net solar credit, and the third is also a little bit sheer alteration in the product mix, which had an adverse impact on the power and fuel. But it's in that narrow band of 8.5%-9.5%.
Okay. Because what I'm saying is sequentially, power and fuel increased by 15%, whereas our volume probably increased by around 6%, 7%. That's why I was wondering, is there any one-time one-off impact in the power and fuel?
Yeah. There was a slight increase in the coal pricing also.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And finally, on the CapEx side, the 155 crores CapEx we have done on first half, that is investment or actual deployment of the cash?
No, deployment of the cash.
Yeah. Investment in the subsidiary by parent company.
Okay. Not at the deployment. Not at deployment. Because our cash flow CapEx is far more.
Some part of it is deployed by the subsidiary company, and some part is still lying in the treasury, which should get deployed in this quarter.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Siddharth. And so, yeah, thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jitesh Agarwal from Finvision Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. This is Jitesh from Finvision. My question is regarding the recent election outcome of the USA. How do you see its impact on your business, especially vis-à-vis to the exports that you do to China?
I don't think there is any impact on our business per se because, I mean, we had Trump before also, then there was change, and again, so that has really not impacted much. So I think we are very neutral to this.
So with his tariffs and the trade restrictions, will it create any kind of problem, any kind of business disruptions or any kind of issues?
No, the tariff from India to, you are talking about tariff from India to U.S.?
No, tariff of any Chinese product and your export to China, something like that?
No, no, no. The tariff between India and China has nothing to do with U.S. elections. That is one. But the positive part is that U.S. anyways has a tariff, additional tariff of 25% for Chinese product, which anyways will be helpful to all Indian companies.
Okay. So you see no impact as such by this election outcome?
Not really.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jason from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand that last time we had spoken around sales volume of 125 tons per month for HALS and looking at an average of around touching to 200 tons per month going ahead in this year. So are we on track to probably have track to 2,000 tons of volume for HALS in this year? And if yes, then what are we tracking next year? Just wanted a directional sense on HALS volumes.
See, first of all the four products which are commonly used by the customers are all now in place. That is one most important, because earlier when we were offering only one or two products, whereas the customer had to buy the balance from the competitor. So now we have that entire basket. That is point number one. Second, because this was an absolutely new segment where Clean Science had entered, so the lack of trust, the lack of, the first time entry barriers were already in place. But now that we have started supplying product one already to them, so there is a very high level of confidence in these customers to test our balance to three products which we have launched recently. So with all these things, with basic approvals in place, with getting reach registrations in Europe, with having distributors set up across the world, I think now we are in a better shape than what we were earlier. So, I mean, with this confidence, I think we should be able to, going forward, to touch 2,000 ton should be our target in 2025 for sure. Calendar year 25, I mean.
Sure. Sir, financial year 25, you mean?
Financial,
yes. Financial, okay. And so for 26, I mean, would you, I mean, directionally we had spoken about 4,500, 5,000 tons.
Right now, I think putting a number will not be easy. So maybe in the next call, I would have more further clarity on how things are. And maybe that is the time we can discuss on this.
Sure, sir. But realizations are on average, you know, picking the basic as well as the premium niche products will stay at around $8 level, I would assume.
$7-$8, yes.
$7-$8,
okay. Two products are about $5, $4.5, $5. One is about 10, one is about 7. 7-8. So yeah, about six-ish should be a decent number.
Okay. Sure, sir. And so just in terms of, I understand that you've spoken about the CapEx, the two 150 crore new blocks. Now, I just wanted to just confirm my numbers. So the water treatment one you said will commercialize in December 2025. And the performance chemical will commercialize in when? Could you just reconfirm those numbers?
June, July 25.
Okay, June, July 25.
About 7 months from now.
7 months from now, and the water treatment should commercialize by December 2025.
Okay. 13 months from now.
That's right. And sir, again, when you look at the last call, you had spoken about that. The performance chemical one, you look at it at a revenue potential of around 350 crore, of course, at peak output. And you were probably going to give us a number for the water treatment, you know, in terms of opportunity size. So right now, would it be fair to give you would have a better assessment on the peak potential for the water treatment?
300 to 320 crore.
Okay, so you're looking at an asset turn of around 2x, right? Okay. Yeah. And sir, in light of the same, just wanted to understand, of course, this is 300 crores capex. So how would we look at a capex guidance in 25-26 at a console level?
No, the capex in parent company is hardly negligible because
There
is nothing coming there. Unless some e-bottle.
No, I'm talking about a console level, on a consolidated level. I understand all the capex is happening in the subsidiary, which is Clean Fino-Chem. So on a console level, I'm asking you 25-26, what is the capex guidance?
So I think apart from, so 150 to 200 odd crores.
Each year, right?
Yeah, so this year it would be pharma intermediate, 30 crore.
Yeah.
Part of the performance segment, which could be close to 100 odd crores. And next year, it would be the residual part of the performance segment, 50 crore, and incrementally 150 for the other performance segment, which we...
Water treatment, what you call it.
Okay. Sure. So this year probably should be around 180 crores, and next year should be around 280 crores. That's what the calculation said.
Okay. Yes.
Sure. Okay. And sir, just lastly, wanted to ask you in terms of PBQ, I mean, earlier participant did ask. So, if you could elaborate, so what, is this the same thing where the color was an issue? Is this the same thing with the PBQ? Is that the same issue? Is there some other issue we are working on? You did mention that there is some work on happening on the PBQ part.
So we started the plant again with some improvements. Now, as I said, it's a very delicate product. We need some approval from customer to understand if our product is suiting their application needs, because that was the problem, which that is why we had to, stop the facility to relook at the process. But after the new commercial plant has after the new process has started, the customer again needs new samples, right? That's what I mentioned, right, that it will take us about 2 more weeks to determine if the new process, the product coming out of the new process is suitable for the customer's application.
Okay. Sure. So those are all my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shivani from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Most of my question is already answered, but if I could chip in just one and two quick questions. One is around the sustainable margin. HALS is a low margin product, if I recollect. And going forward, what could be the blended margin for the company?
Yeah, so parent company could be 40% plus at EBITDA level, and subsidiary as HALS commercializes, it could be around 25%.
Okay, sure. For the new performance chemical products coming up, the margin would be similar range of 40-42%, correct?
No, I mean, it's a differentiated technology, so margins would be better than HALS, and it's adjacent to our existing products, but we don't want to comment on number per se at this stage.
Sure. And lastly, one more thing, there are also there are new high margin HALS product which is also in the pipeline, so could you comment on that?
They are still in pipeline.
Any update or any additional comment, or it's too early to ask the same?
Really too early.
Sure. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Kishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Siddharth ji, Pratik ji. I hope you had a great Diwali. Just 3 questions from my side. So firstly, where are we in terms of approval for our new performance chemical, which is supposed to be launched in the first half of F26?
Once the plant commercializes, then we'll send the samples across, and it should take between 1 to 4 months for the customers to approve it.
Okay. On the lab scale, are those approved?
Our customers are such that, lab and pilot do not really hold too much significance in this.
I get it. Okay. And secondly, on this HALS, the 135 tons per month volume that you indicated, so is it entirely from subsidy, or is there some volume from the standalone entity as well?
It is consolidated volumes. It is combination. Yeah.
But only HALS segment.
Got it. And just a follow-up on that, that's the last question. How long do you think it would take us for a meaningful ramp-up of HALS, let's say just to be a bit positive on the subsidiary side?
This year and we expect this year to close on EBITDA neutral, I mean break-even basis, FY25 for subsidiary.
You mean the closing rate should be EBITDA positive, correct?
We are hopeful for full year, because as new products are getting launched, 622-944, they are more margin accretive compared to 701-770. Apart from that, pharma intermediate launch will also help drive the EBITDA for the subsidiary company.
Okay, and the depreciation of that, let's say, pharma intermediate plant is already there in the numbers, or it is yet to come in the coming
quarter? No, it has to come.
The plant will begin operations just in the next 2 weeks or so. We expect the production to begin, the final product to come out, say, by mid of December, and say probably 1 month to 3 month approval from variety of customers. So we expect revenues starting quarter four.
Got it. Now, this is very helpful. Thank you for patiently answering my questions, and good luck for the coming.
Thank you, Krishna.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. First question is, you already mentioned that now we have the basic products of bouquet of hands products. In terms of our proposition to customers, what are we proposing to the customer? Is it primarily from the cost effectiveness perspective or anything else in terms of availability or some other parameter? Thank you.
First is price. Second is geographical location. Today the dominance is between China and Europe. So we are the first player from India. So a little bit on geographical, say China plus one. So that was another parameter. So these are some of the reasons why we feel we should be able to get. And we are, with the entire capacity ramp up, our global market share would only be sub 7%, 8%. And the market is already growing at 6, 7%.
Fair enough. Second question is, we have also indicated earlier that there are premium health products which are priced upwards of $15. So where are we in terms of the process on the lab scale and maybe putting up the plan?
Lab pilots are conducted. We have sent some of the samples to some of the customers. As soon as we get some results to understand, then probably we will think of how can we manufacture in the existing setup.
Okay. For that, we need not have to put in separate capex as such, at least in the initial
stage. Oh, very little de-bottlenecking, some equipment here and there, but we have no intention to put up any additional facility right now.
And that will take maybe a 6 months, 9 months time or shorter period?
6 months.
That's all from my side, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Archit Joshi from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, gentlemen, and season's greetings to all of you. Sir, I have a question on the health industry as such with respect to the competitive dynamics as we see today, especially in comparison to maybe a few years ago when we decided to have this entire product portfolio with us. The realizations were a few dollars higher, if I recall correctly. And we've seen some bit of a pressure on realizations in the entire pack, especially the newer ones that we are about to launch. What has changed, sir, and if you can also give a few signs of yours on what could be the drivers to these realizations improving? And mostly, sir, if you can help us explain the competitive landscapes within HAL 7 today.
So basically, I have said this, I have answered this earlier. Again, I'll just answer. So basically, the competition is basically from Europe and Chinese, majorly. We are the fifth company globally to be fully backward integrated. There is tremendous pressure because Chinese has scaled up capacities over the past 2 or 3 years. And that is why they have driven the prices down. And we have to be closer to the market prices. Nobody wants to pay you premium. But at par with Chinese prices, we are able to get businesses. As things move up, as our capacity ramp up happens, our yield efficiencies will keep improving, which will make us more and more competitive. As capacity utilization improves, as newer products ramp up in the subsidiary, the fixed costs will keep coming down, which will make the business more and more profitable as we move forward.
Sure, sir. Just out of curiosity, since some of our HALs are used in petrochemicals, mostly hydroolefins like polyethylene or maybe polypropylene. You mentioned acrylic acid earlier. You're seeing a situation wherein there is a decent bit of a petchem overcapacity. Is there any parallel between realizations being depressed and the products where we are dispatching them to with respect to the application area?
Petchem and polymer.
Polymer, I mean, acrylic acid was for our other product. That has nothing to do with HALS.
Acrylic acid, when you mentioned, it was for MEHQ. HALS underlying application is largely polymer industry.
Okay. I thought that would be a derivative of the petchem cycle. But anyway, got your point, sir. So lastly, on these three CapExes, one of them, the pharma intermediate that is already underway, and the other two with 150 crores each. If you can just explain how different or similar are they from the perspective of technology. I think we've had great laurels on our shoulders with respect to the tech that we have on MEHQ and the products in the base business. If you can share some of your insights on how cost competitive we can be from the technology side. Thank you.
So I will just comment on the performance chemical, because, I mean, on the pharma intermediate, as Prateek mentioned, it's a new technology which we have incorporated. Of course, we don't know exactly how Chinese are making it, but looking at the price point, we feel we have a decent margin going forward. That is one. In performance chemical, yes, it's again a newer technology, but of course, when the plant begins, and it will be more and more clear to us and also to the market and how we have been able to improve the technology compared to our competitors.
Sure, sir. That explains a lot. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ranawade from Oakland Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Abhishek. Yes, Abhishek, we can hear you.
Okay. So I joined a little late, so I just wanted to ask you about the capacity utilization segment-wise.
We don't give segment-wise, but overall, on parent company, it is 70%, and subsidiary is brand new, so there is far lower capacity utilization.
Okay, and I would also like to know about the margin growth trajectory for the HALS.
HALS at optimal utilization, we expect EBITDA margin of close to 25%.
Okay. And is it going to be same for the next few quarters, or is it going to improve?
It will keep improving as we move on.
Okay, as the volume is picking up, it will increase, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Prasad from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. So I just wanted to understand on HALS, can you give us what is the full potential, revenue potential based on current prices of HALS and the targeted mix at a full utilization?
So currently we are manufacturing the base products where the prices are closer to $4. Going forward, we are coming up with products which are closer to $8-$9. So if you do the math, we should be closer to $6.
Okay, $6 on the 10,000 tons of capacity. That is the revenue potential.
Yes, sir.
Understood. Thank you very much. Thanks for that. That's all for me. All of this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jason from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
So thanks for taking my question again. Just wanted to understand, sir, on the pharma intermediate space, the 30 crore capex, what's the revenue potential of this, sir?
90 crores. 80 to 90 crores.
Okay. Sure. And, sir, just if I may squeeze in just one last one, I mean, one of our domestic peers, you know, has started their facilities in some principal products, where we also are the large leaders. So, sir, just if you could comment on some, if you are seeing some more competitive intensity on the ground in terms of those products.
As on today, sir, I am not seeing anybody on ground.
Okay. Sure, sir. Sure. So those were my questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirul Parekh from Auriga Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my question is with respect to R&D of the company. If I compare what happened in the last 6 years, in 2018, the count of scientists was 22, which by 2024 increased to 90. The PhD guys in your team in 2018 was a single person. In 2024, it increased to 9. So I want to understand what is the role, how critical are both of these positions in your company, and the attrition rate of theirs.
Very, very unique question. So let me start. The attrition rate is always higher on the chemist levels, which is a very low level in the company because of various reasons. That is one. Second, because there is a huge task force, hence we are able to put up more CapEx quickly compared to what we were doing probably 10 years from now, earlier. So as you see, the CapEx of 300 crores in HALS, additional 300 crores, which we have discussed, like a pharma of 30 odd crores. So all these CapEx of about 650 odd crores, probably in a period of 2 or 3 years, is the highest level of CapEx which company has done in the last 19 years since the inception. So that is the role of R&D, to keep churning more and more products and as early as possible to optimize and go to the commercial levels.
Okay, got it. I have one more question, that is with respect to the pay structure for the scientist and the PhD guys, because if I look at the R&D cost of the company, it's not getting reflected well. So that's one.
So what is your question?
So my question is, what is the cost of the scientist and the PhDs you employ? So for FY 2024, what portion of cost was it?
So point is, apart from salary, there is also ESOP given to these scientists, and I think that is the reason why they are still with us.
Okay, got it. Thanks a lot, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Hrishikesh Shah from Alchemy Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity. My question was relating to HALS. You said that the sustainable margin is...
Louder, louder, please.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Little louder.
Yeah. One sec.
Hi, Hrishikesh, you are there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. Shah, please go ahead with the question, sir.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, my question was relating to HALS. The sustainable margin that you spoke is of 25%. Is this margin at current realization of 4% or at 6%?
What is 4% and 6%, sorry?
The sustainable margin for HALS is 25%, right?
EBITDA on 70-80% capacity utilization.
70. And the realization that you assume is $4, or is it $6, overall $6 going forward?
$6 average.
Okay, understood. Thank you. That's all.
Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Neeraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Siddharth, can you comment on the growth potential, the rate at which revenue can grow in coming few years, please?
Sir, apart from the CapEx we have done, the CapEx which is planned, I mean, we should be closer to 2.5x of our current revenues.
In a period of how much time?
Sir, we want to do it as early, but looking at the market scenario, I think fairly you should assume 3 years.
3 years' time. Okay. Any plans related to the listing of separate listing of subsidiaries, et cetera?
No, absolutely no.
Okay. Any other CapEx is planned or lined up apart from the mentioned three CapEx?
Not at the moment, sir.
No, no. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Siddharth.
Thank you, Niraj.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth for closing comments.
Thank you, all of you, for taking time out to understand the company, to understand our quarterly numbers. Thank you always for your support and time. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Clean Science and Technology Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.